Children, the first brush strokes. So the next chapter in the workshop about on being in love is about the children. And when I first wrote that down, in many ways, it's not true in a sense. So I was thinking that it was mostly in the energetic sense that the man and woman create a between, and that the children as a chapter was a closer look at that, the between. But the reality is that children are a direct result of a man and woman coming together and creating an in-between. And I don't know the prerequisites for that in-between that they created psychically and maybe even spiritually becomes physical. But I suspect there is some prerequisites in that there is a formula of some kind that creates the physical children that represent the in-between. A new being, right? And there it is. There he is. There she is. Well, there it is. Now I recognize that it's also the children that come between you. It is like romantic love, a necessity of a long-term relationship. Children, the children. It is a phase as well. Now the children phase, being beside the struggle, is not unintentional. It is, of course, as a child that you created a lot of the struggles you're going through now with your partner. And having children is a gift of the power behind and within the psychic being you've already created. Thus, and therefore, I see why I am so thankful for my children, beyond the fact that they're both amazingly beautiful boys and men, boy and man, boys and men. It will be like that. The other guy is still a boy. But he will be an amazing man. And they have been instrumental in the orchestra of my own personal growth. You know, the first one, a strong part of him was I was so young and it forced me. He pushed me into the necessity for taking responsibility for a domestic space. From my point of view now, here, it didn't even look like the intimate relationship I had with that woman had any significance on the work I was doing for myself. It was merely and completely the necessity of taking on that role and making it a priority through the love of a child. That role is, of course, being a dad. And so, in the long-term relationship, you know, it's a multifaceted relationship. And one of the roles in it is being the parent, the co-parent with your partner of your children. And so, It's complicated. It's terribly complicated. It goes across time and space for a while. I have two children with two different women. So the in-between is two different in-betweens. And so this could be one positive for having multiple partners with children is that you do get a little bit of a variety. So that leaves a question open to research. And I'll state it plainly for the the eager who want to do research. So are the in-between of a man and a woman, as they nurture their in-between and have multiple children, same man, same woman, same in-between, having different children, are those different children connected to that same in-between? Or do they each have their own in-between? So that's the research. My instinct is to say that they're all attached to the same in-between. And it is a part of the family unit and a part of the difference between biological brothers and sisters and stepbrothers and sisters. And again, it shows the complexity of this topic, the children inside of a long-term relationship, the children that are a part of it. Because sometimes, you know, you do have more than one long-term relationship. And so you're creating a new in-between with another partner. And bringing that child from an old in-between into this new in-between. And again, I just note the complexities. And so my second child has a new in-between, as I was mentioning. And, you know, I'm not sure if it's therefore or if it's something else, but there is a different emphasis on myself and this child and my responsibility, my role as a father to the second child. Also a son. So I have two sons. And in this one, it feels like my test or my learning is to indeed give my child free will and treat him with love, kindness, patience, respect, and trust. And, you know, the struggle here is that they are children, and it feels like the traditional way of raising children with force has merit, because I'm not doing that, and the not forcing my child to do things that are good from my point of view and that are good for him from my point of view is troublesome, because he's not doing what is good for him when given the choice, given the free will and the trust and the patience and the kindness and the respect. And he's behaving like a child and making poor choices. No real mistakes yet, because he's still very close to the family, to the parental units. He's, you know, so, but the opportunity for mistake is huge, and one of the mistakes is already there. So nonetheless, I'm standing firm on my lesson here is to indeed treat him like God treats us all. God gives us all free will, and God gives us trust and respect and patience. And so I'm trying to share that with my own child, my second child. Not that I didn't with the first, but there's an emphasis and a focus that each child brings to you as a person, as you know, process your in-between with that partner. Okay, so thanks for that, and continue to listen to the Anarchy Today podcast, because this is a real live exposition, and is that the right word? Exposition? I think it is the right word, of the process of becoming an anarchist from the society we were born into, which is not anarchist. You know, maybe we're in a capitalist democracy presently over here in Canada, because, you know, Canada is a corporation and we do have the vote. So it sounds like a capitalist which is the corporation side, democracy, which is the voting side. And, you know, being an anarchist, moving away from that, there are a series of barriers or obstacles that you must get over and jump over and get around and things like that. And, you know, in this chapter here, we're dealing with work mostly, but as a prelude or an intersection, there is the family too, and the family pulls you in to the world. And the message here at the very end, when I add the anarchist point of view, is that we as parents are in the world, but not of the world. And really what that means is we raise our children as God raises us. And we treat them with love and kindness, patience, respect, and trust. Trusting, yes. And so thank you, and come again to the next episode of Anarchy Today. Well, I've been contemplating what to speak of concerning the children. And because I kind of want this to be a useful workshop, I decided to speak less philosophically about the children and more practically about the children. And so here we go. One of the most practical and powerful, meaningful guidances I could offer anyone concerning your children is to pay attention to your children. Pay them attention. Pay them as much attention as you possibly can. Now, I know the world draws a lot of our attention away from them. And it would, if it could, suck all of your attention away. And sadly, some parents succumb to this and don't give their children any attention. Nowadays, with our cell phones, this is even a more likely scenario. So we have to really pay attention to ourselves. Again, it goes back to the self. As we pay attention to our children, which in this place, you know, I'm speaking of the physical children, but and the psychic child you and your partner have created. So the physical child is there, and you can watch that child grow. And if you're still concerned about the in-between, between your partner and you, which, you know, sadly some people lose interest in that, and they just think it will take care of itself. Well, it doesn't. It continues to need your nurturing, your attention, your love, and your support. And it does that for as long as your children are children. In fact, the children are physical representations of your psychic and spiritual in between. And it's a fractal moment in human existence. And imagine how the fractal, when we generate them on the computer, the moving fractal. This is like that, the thing I'm trying to describe now. Between the man and the woman, and the psychic and spiritual energy between them, and then the manifestation of the physical, and that physical being also has a psychic and a spiritual, and they are growing their own unique existence in the nurturing of their parents. And that's why you have to continue to give the in-between, which I'm using as a thought form for the psychic and spiritual energy that you two are creating by being in love in a long-term relationship. And so you continue to pay attention, and you, as you pay attention to your physical child, I'm encouraging you to also be paying attention to your psychic in between that you and your partner have made. And continue to do the things we mentioned in the first in the previous chapter, called communicating love. And and treat each other in love, with kindness, patience, trust, and respect, and divvy out the same thing to your children, the exact same thing. Let's say it again. Trust, kindness, patience, respect. Yes, all of those things. And so really that's what's going on here. We've just taking it to a new level of struggle, if you will. I'm not sure, but it seems like I was going to say depth, a new level of depth, but it is that, but it's more than that. It is the struggle. It's the challenge of your own existence. And so once again, it's always coming back to inside. You are being offered opportunities for personal growth. And so receive them with grace and kindness and gratitude, and do it together with your partner and now with your children as well. Amen.